Om Shanti and good morning, everyone. It's our indeed a great fortune today that we have our dearest, senior most brother Brij Mohan is with us today. Many of you have met him several times before, and some of you probably are seeing him for the first time. What's good about Brother Brij Mohan is that he's been with the organization from the 1950s and has taken a lot of sustenance from Brahma Baba, the Dadis, and he has seen how the organization has grown and how it has expanded, has been a beacon for many, many Baba's children, both in India and abroad, and also for many other who are even non-BKs. He actually really shares such deep insights, yet with a lot of humor. So today, we are indeed very fortunate to have. So Bhaiji, good morning and thank you for joining us today.
Om Shanti.
So happy Sadguruvar. And the topic today is individual purity creates the dance of unity. And this is coming from the theme of the season, which is revelation through harmonizing sanskars. So before I dive into any questions, I want to ask you if you have any thoughts to start with on this topic.
First of all, I cannot see all these people.
Should they move this side?
Yes.
So if those of you are sitting there, is it because of translation you are sitting there? I see. So those who are translation ki wajah se wahan baithe hain. But those who are not in the translation, maybe they can move this side.
All are translation.
Wait.
Okay, fine. I will move my neck like this. Okay. My first thought is that individual is a component of the whole. So on entire purity depends individual purity, and on individual purity depends whole purity. But because we are individuals, we have to see how much I can contribute to the whole.
So, in this individual contribution for the whole, what is it? Is this purity just being free from the vices that Baba mentions about? Or is there much more to it?
Well, after making my previous statement, there is one individual on whom the entire depends. That is also an individual. That is the Supreme Soul. Supreme Soul is also individual soul. But being the seed, everything, entire creation depends on being. Since the individual Supreme Soul is ever pure, so he can make the entire creation ever pure. Number two, otherwise also, as individuals, each individual has different capacity to contribute to the whole purity. Because those who are ancestor souls, like Brahma Baba, whom they call Adam, Adam, etc. The whole world remembers Brahma Baba as the first person. So, Brahma Baba and his progeny can also contribute to the entire creation. When you come down, take the example of Jesus Christ. His soul can also contribute to the entire branch of Christianity. So like that wise, depending upon one's outlook, that whether one has got limited outlook or one has got expanded outlook, outlook confined to one's country, one's religion, one's race. So the sphere of influence will be within that only. So if a soul has universal outlook, then they can contribute universally.
That's very nice. So let me just go to the individual contribution. So in today's Murli, for example, Baba quite a bit emphasized on purity. And he talked about how it is the purity that actually helps us to develop the character of a human being. And in that too, especially he talked about the main thing in purity is the vice of lust that actually is in opposition all the time. And we see that even amongst us, when we come to Baba's knowledge in the beginning, we feel, yes, this is right and we want to do it. And we are inspired, we see the examples and we see the benefit of it. But as we are on the journey, one of the main things is this vice, the vice of lust that troubles many people, and many people even leave Baba's knowledge. So what would you have to say so that we recognize the highest side of purity and not give in to these the vices? Can we move the mic for Baiji a little bit this side? When he turns, it's...
Yeah. Kya bola?
Nahin, maine mic thoda is taraf bolne ke liye kaha. Aapka mic thoda is taraf karne ke liye.
Achha.
Haan ji, wo aayenge.
Main is taraf ho jaun? Nahin.
Nahin, nahin, aap. Is taraf taki wo
woh main nahi dalna
when he turns this side na
kitna thoda idhar kar
nahi mic ko is taraf thoda jab wo aise aise karenge na to awaz nahi aata isliye
theek hai
ji
let us ask all the brothers and sisters, if anybody feels difficulty in observing purity, please ask.
So you heard, so Bhaiji is asking if any of you feel difficulty in observing purity. They're saying no.
Oh, good.
So those who can do, they are here, but those who can't do, they are not here.
So we are talking to those who are not here. Very nice.
And also so that they come back here.
Okay. You see, it is natural drama. Even today Baba has said that like a child grows bigger, then grows old. Everything in this drama starts from new, becomes old. So when the world is new, all souls are pure, and everything happens through the power of purity. Everything, which includes recreation also. But when, with the passage of time, half the cycle is over, then souls forget they are souls, forget that the body is only their medium, and body will obey what the soul says. Body becomes dominant because it is visible, it is regularly used. Everyone starts thinking, I am the body, and everything body is doing. Eyes are looking, ears are listening, nose is smelling. So then the power of the soul is forgotten, and the power of the senses becomes dominant because everybody uses that. Which means that now time has come when people start depending on body for everything. And that is in the Copper Age, half the cycle is over. So up to the end of the Silver Age, it is natural, no difficulty, because purity is everywhere. But when Copper Age starts, then the souls start feeling weak and they cannot reproduce, and then this lust enters, and the degraded process of reproduction through lust starts. And when it starts, all are covered in that. Even those who believed that purity is the supreme, purity is the best thing, they also get into that trap. And from Copper Age onwards, the reproduction starts through lust. Nobody can avoid it. Nobody can evade it. But that was only for reproduction. Slowly and slowly, lust so much overpowers the beings that they don't think of reproduction. They only think of lust. And it is, everything has three stages. So lust also gets into the last, third stage. And Baba says, what is human character, human dignity, human elevation? The soul playing the main role becomes subservient, and the body consciousness becomes dominant. So nobody is to blame. Now come to difficulty in observing purity. So Baba says, when Baba comes, first of all, Baba gives us our past history of the drama, because Baba is the seed, Baba knows. Baba says that those souls who have the role of hero and heroine, that is to say most powerful actors in this world drama, they started the new world by the process of purity. And when Baba tells them, they get back into their old powerful state by remembrance, and they feel no difficulty in observing purity. But then number wise, as the number of souls coming to Baba grow, then you know there are souls of the Silver Age. So they feel difficulty because they are shown as warriors and fighters. With what? They were fighting with their inner self about conquering lust, conquering greed, attachment, ego, etc. So those souls feel difficulty. And still, after difficulty, you know, number-wise, they become perfect. Some of them, after some difficulty, they get back into their original state. But there are those who are much lower power role in the drama, they actually start feeling difficulty. And those who have no role in the drama up to silver age, they actually leave Baba's Gyan also, because it was not in their soul originally also to have any role up to the silver age. So it is natural.
Beautiful. So can we say then, recognizing my journey, how Baba has explained, you are those deities, you are those elevated. So recognizing what I was will help me to emerge that purity and make it easy for me. That recognition is very important.
You know, even today, everyone in the world likes to be pure. In Christianity also, the nuns and the priests were supposed to observe purity, and they felt elevated and purer than those people who came to them for blessings and for guidance. In Bharat also, the saffron clad sadhus, etc., they even leave their hearth and home just so that they can be pure, observe purity. Of course, with difficulty. In Bharat, a virgin girl is worshipped as a goddess because they feel that she is observing purity. It is natural, because with purity, you know, joy, happiness, inner pleasure oozes out naturally. So therefore, even today, people say, but in the later part of the world, drama, they have to observe it with difficulty, with certain type of renunciations. And here, you know, the Brahmin souls, people don't even believe when they are told that the Brahmin souls in families, they are observing purity. Even in today's Murli, Baba has said that. And Baba has said, there are 5 vices, but the first one is the one which is considered to make a soul impure. And it is the first one which was not there in the beginning, and what Baba created was the deities. And those who have degraded from deities to the present human being, it is very easy for them to pick it up and then, through Baba's power, get back to their original stage.
Thank you. We have heard from you and many other seniors how when you saw Brahma Baba or Dadis, there was that attraction of purity, divinity in them. And we know that they did 14 years and more of tapasya together, and they were secluded from all the worldly things. They were, you know, in isolation so much for a long time. But coming to our, you know, time now, this day and age, where most of us are living at home with our families or in working, how can we maintain our state of purity and not be influenced and show that divinity and sparkle on our face to others?
This one is joyfully sleeping. Acha. It is good, you know. Okay. Now see, every day, in every Murli, Baba tells us to start the day with remembrance of your self-respect, that all of us are not in Iron Age, although in the whole world it is Iron Age, for we are at confluence. The whole world is Laukik. They are concerned with their body, bodily beings, bodily connections and possessions. But we Brahmins, Baba says, I have taken you out of that old world and created a different type of Brahman world, wherever you may be staying. You may be staying in your family, or you may be staying in your center, whatever is the Laukik situation. So, therefore, supposing some orphan is adopted by a king, and the king now tells the orphan, you please forget your old wretched life, now you are prince, and these are your facilities, all available to you by inheritance, okay? That is ordinary king and ordinary orphan. But here, Maya had made us orphans, that we had no roots and we didn't know who we are, and we became like bodies moving around. Baba has now given us the entire knowledge, which is remains in our mind. The only thing is, switch on and switch off. You will find, as soon as we become body conscious, because we have been body conscious not for one birth, for half the cycle we have been taking bodies and bodies, and we are most conscious about our present body, but there is body consciousness inside of 63, so many bodies. So body consciousness is predominant in us, and only Baba has pulled us from body consciousness and made us soul conscious. And that also, not of the 63 past births, but of 83 past births, because the earlier 21 were soul conscious. So, it is very likely that as soon as we forget that I am a Brahmin, I am Baba's adopted child, I am an inheritor of the forthcoming paradise, I start feeling like common person and like an orphan that I was. And then, you know, a person who is a prince but forgets that he is a prince and becomes orphan, we behave like that. So, therefore, it is very important. Baba in every Murli reminds us, you are not ordinary souls, you are not ordinary people, you are even at the moment better place than even the deities, that is your final status. Because Baba has made us the like of him, made us Master Sarv Shaktivan. We know at present the whole geography of the universe, the whole history of the world, and therefore when we are in that, then we are in super sensual happiness. That is why Baba has created this organization, Brahma Kumari's centers and retreat centers and programs and this and that, serving others. Because when you are telling another person you are a soul, you reconfirm that I am a soul talking to him. When we tell another person, don't be angry, it means I am reminding myself I have not to be angry. So this service method also is for our benefit. We are not doing charity to anyone, but actually we are doing charity to ourselves. So Baba has, he is the supreme teacher, Baba says. Yesterday also Baba has said, not only I am the supreme parent, I am the supreme teacher, and give you in a sense an education which is universal, which entitles you to deity status for half the cycle. And I am also Satguru. Baba says it is the job of the Guru to make a person detached from the old world, because Guru is normally taken towards the end of one's life when you are aged. So these three roles we have to remember, our own also. I have to look for my future fortune, and I have to also clear my old debt of body consciousness, and presently I have the opportunity to make the line of my fortune as deep and as long as possible for me.
Bhaiji, you mentioned about anger as an example. And today there is so much of anger in the world, especially with wars going on. and election results. Even amongst the Brahmins, there is difference of opinion, and because of the influence of what's happening out there, because there are people in all the countries and in a country also different opinions. How should we interpret these things? How should we not get influenced by these things?
You see, there are two stages. Either you get influenced or you can influence. Either you get into the queue or you form the queue before you. Okay? Tell me, can anybody set ocean on fire? No?
No.
Okay. Then any soul which is deeply peaceful, can anybody make that soul angry unless the soul forgets its own power and capacity and quality at that moment? So what happens is, we get angry for two reasons. One is, we start having a very subtle ego of our speciality. Say even Gyan. We know we are all Gyanis, we know the future of the world, the future of the universe, nobody knows. So inside of us, there is a subtle ego that I am more knowledgeful than anyone in the world. So when we talk to people, though those are innocent people, ignorant people, and they don't understand, they are not able to appreciate your point of view. You are offering gold to a person who only wants grain, for instance. And that person is not able, I get angry. That look, I am giving him gold and this person is dull head, he is not, so we get angry. So therefore Baba says, you are servers. So as soon as we know we are servers, we will not get angry. Secondly, also, Baba says that more and more we remain in the state of, that is to say, angel or the soul, then also we don't get angry because it is the body consciousness. If you are body conscious, even in a subtle way, you will, even in your dream, you can get angry. But when you are soul conscious, you know what is a soul, and all these souls are Baba's children. They are all part of me. They are my brothers and sisters. And I can have no anger. In short, the antidote to anger is mercy. God also can get angry that, look, all my children, they are going haywire, they are doing wrong things, they are creating wars, they are creating bombs and all that. But God, the parent, doesn't get angry. He has mercy on them. So if we have mercy in us, then anger won't come. Whenever anger comes, just press the switch of mercy, it will go. Have pity on the person. Have mercy on the person.
So having the feelings of mercy and feeling that I'm a server.
I'm an ocean. And nobody can set me on fire. Anyone try. Huh?
Yeah.
Like,
so I am
challenge.
So deeply immersed in that peace, the ocean of peace, nobody can set fire or create anger. And also the consciousness of me as a soul or an angel, and I have to serve them. Beautiful.
A firefighter cannot think of catching fire, you know. So therefore, the children of Baba who are supposed to make angry people quiet, if they also get ignited, then who can save them?
So we have to be the firefighters.
We have peace village, we have peace houses and everything peace. Anger and peace don't go together. And in anger, one burns himself more and before then one passes that anger to the other person. You have to be angry on yourself before you get angry on others. So the first question was individual purity. So everything I have control on is my individual being. So if I individually don't get angry, that is my great contribution to the extinguishing the fire of anger of others. Because if I start burning with anger, then you know, if a firefighter gets fire, then who will extinguish it?
Thank you. So that's wonderful. So now, moving to the second part of the theme, which is the dance of unity. The individual purity creates the dance of unity. So before asking question on that, I would like to read a small paragraph from last month's Avyakti Signal. Last month's the theme was harmonizing sanskars. Sanskar melonka raz karo. So in this it says, one paragraph, I'm going to read half first and then half later. It says, now Bab Dada wishes to see the dance of harmonizing of sanskars among you children, and for this understand, accept and give regard to one another, and only by doing this will you bring completion and success close. So with the theme being revelation through harmonizing sanskars, Baba is saying that we have to understand, accept and give regard to one another. So this, especially in the Brahmin family, what's your wisdom? What's your words of wisdom on this?
All the Brahmins are dancing in their hearts.
In their hearts.
If you want them to dance physically, they can do that also. Right now.
Should we ask them?
No. Wait. There are two types of dances. Dance of the devil and dance of the deities. Okay? So in this whole world, what you are seeing is dance of the devil. Suppose you throw broken pieces of glass and ask somebody to dance on that. What will happen? He will jump from one glass to another with pain. So that is not the dance we are talking of. So all these vices make us dance. But it is dance of the devil. Ego. A person with ego, he flies high. He says, Urti Kala means I can fly with my ego. But he doesn't know it is the storm that has lifted you up and you are bound to fall down. Baba has said that Maya will give you respect to make insult you, therefore. So therefore, when we have common sanskar of purity, purity means dignity and divinity. And it naturally means giving respect. And when you give respect, you naturally get respect. The devil dance people will expect respect. They will say, why this person did not say good morning to me? And they will only return the respect. They will expect. So it is said, respect is commanded and not demanded. Mm-hmm. Okay? So all people in the world, they demand respect. They have a badge here. I am a 5-star general, he is a 7-star general, and like protocol of respect. Here in a family, respect is natural. In family, a grandchild can ride on the shoulder of the grandfather and pull his ear. So that will not be called disrespect, because he is doing out of love. So this purity automatically brings respect. All the BKs are respectful of each other. They may be having different duties, but as a family, we all love each other. A brother doing gardening, or a brother doing security, or a brother cooking or serving, or a brother giving lecture, is the same thing. They feel the same joy. To make it easy, take the case of an actor. An actor, good actor, performs different roles because he is an actor. He is made king in one role, a coolie, a porter in another role, doctor in one role and patient in another role. And he performs his role so well that better than the real doctor, better than the real patient, people pay money to watch his acting. Okay? Now, does actor get applause, appreciation for his acting as per his role or as per his performance? Simply gets star applause because he is a doctor or because his performance as a doctor is good. He will get similar appreciation as a patient if his performance is good. In other words, he gets applause or joy and appreciation as per his performance. Similarly, payment. The actor gets the same money whether that actor is made a king or a porter, okay? So, money as well as appreciation comes as per performance. Here also, a BK is washing dishes, okay? If the BK is washing dishes in the remembrance that I am not a general dishwasher in a restaurant, I am washing dishes in Baba's house and for Baba, and Baba is watching that this my child is doing even this work joyfully. His state of being is elevated like a soul. So he will get joy. He will not feel I am given this odd job and lecturing is a big job. So Baba has said clearly in so many murlis that whether you make a speech or whether you do dishwashing, you will get equal marks depending upon the stage you have got. So therefore, this applies.
So it's our performance, not the role that we play, that's important. How I do is important.
Yes. Now I am talking. Those who are listening properly, they are enjoying it. And those who are saying, every day we listen to Murli, who is this brother talking better than Murli? I mean, they have no, it's okay. So, those who will listen will get, and those who will not listen will get less. It is performance, and the ability to listen is also important. You know, in ego, actually one becomes empty. But one thing, one is high. All the rivers of the world have only one object. And what is that? To merge into the ocean. Okay? From anywhere the rivers will start, but their object will be to merge in ocean. Whatever obstacles may come, somebody may make a dam, a river will merge into another. Why so? Because ocean lies low. So it means a humble person, a person who has the intention and will to get, he becomes rich. And an egoistic person who thinks I know everything, he will be losing only because he is living high. So Baba therefore says, simple living, high thinking. Not high living and simple thinking. That's the idea.
I think they're all listening well, so you are performing very well, so they're all listening very well.
No, I am not talking, I am giving an example.
No, I know,
only.
But
I am only giving an example.
Right. So, if.
Because actually you are performing, the questioner is invoking, you know the answers. Oh, okay.
So if a BK feels that they're not understood, they're not respected, then would you say there is a lack of individual purity in them?
You know, purity means impurity is a lower state and impurity cannot affect purity. Therefore, even 2 days back in Murli, Baba said, if someone even abuses you, insults you, whatever, you should not be affected. Why should I expect praise from others? So the success of a BK is not what people think success. They think success is gain, praise, appreciation, profit. No. Equanimity in praise and insult, gain and loss, it is called success. Even 2 days back, Baba said, you are on a path, you have to reach the destination. There will be scenes on the sides, both good scenes and bad scenes. You are not to stop your journey and start resolving those issues and trying to set things better. So in this world, there will be everything. A lotus is rooted in mud. So lotus is not affected by the mud. So first thing is, a BK should not be influenced by anything, even a better BK. If I start thinking, so-and-so BK is better than me, even then I am getting influenced, because we are straight connected with Baba. That better BK, in my sense, my assessment may be wrong. That BK may be better in several ways, but he will be also making effort in some other ways. Otherwise, he won't be in the body if that BK were perfect. So Baba says, don't see brother and sister, see father. So which means to say, we should not be influenced, and more important, we should not try to influence also. We should make sure that whatever we do is Baba's gift to us, we are passing on. I, Brij Mohan, is not doing something extra. Because if I try to do that, and some weak soul gets influenced, then that soul is disconnected from Baba. Wow. So that will be a wrong thing also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's quite deep. So if I am in consciousness and I am doing it, forget Baba and I influence other, then I am disconnecting that soul from Baba and connecting with me, and that's
yes,
not right.
We are connected with Baba, we have to connect with Baba. Mm-hmm. As soon as we forget that, then it becomes I consciousness, and there will be feeling of not getting respect and not giving respect.
Thank you, that's very nice. So the second part of this awake signal, I'll continue reading this. When you have equality in sanskars, you will come close to one another. Just as the sakar form had sanskars of being beyond, upram, and a detached observer, sakshi drushta, in the same way, we children also had to bring about equality in these sanskars. When we become victorious over everyone's hearts at this time, then we will be able to become world emperors in the future. So Bhaiji, it is said here that Brahma Baba had these sanskars of especially of being upram and of being a sakshi drushta, and we have to become equal in those sanskars as well. How would you like to describe this?
In abstract form, this looks a good principle. But in practical, if I start thinking of elevated stage, being detached observer, etc., then I will select out of the whole Brahman family those souls who are the like of me. It is said, birds of the same feather flock together, okay? So I will be choosy and I will think that I should only talk to Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Ben, Kane Bhai, Charlie Bhai, and I should not spend time with others. But Baba says, not only the Brahman family, which extends up to the end of the Silver Age, and which contains the entire family, royal family, subjects, even the servers there. But as a matter of fact, we are ancestors to the entire human family. So therefore, we have to, you know, that doctor is the best who sees the most suffering patient first, okay? So that government is the best which looks to the weakest and the poorest person. So similarly, we have to aim at that these people will take care of themselves, but who will take care of that one who needs utmost care? So like a grandparent, as Brahma Baba is great, 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 great grandfather. So we are souls attached with that great parent. So we have to have that outlook. And that is why Baba says, not only those who are present before us, the entire world, the entire animal kingdom, the entire vegetation, in fact, the whole of this physical world requires attention, requires purification. Now how you will purify a rock, for instance? So therefore, there will be rocks in the golden age also, but only benevolent in a proper position of the proper height and properly placed. So that should be our attitude. So yoga means not only I am a point and there is a point in Paramdham, that is our most concentrated form. Mm-hmm. But from that, we have to expand into the, at present, entire universe and entire cycle we have to spin. Then we will feel powerful. And then we will need Baba's power to perform certain things. Baba yesterday also said, with our own power, we can go to a limited extent. When we get Baba's power, then we can do impossible things. So our purity presently, accompanied by Baba's purifier's purity, makes us complete at any point of time. Of course, slowly, slowly, we will become independent totally.
Mm-hmm. So Bhaji, if we can think of this harmonizing sanskars with an analogy of an orchestra. In an orchestra, you have somebody playing the flute, somebody playing piano and guitar and whatnot. Each one is playing their own instrument, but when we hear them all together, it is so harmonious. So in the same way, each one of us could have different sanskars, different part to play, in other words. But what is that link together that should be connected so that we are all harmonious? Is it love and respect? Or is it understanding? Is it underlying purity or anything more than that?
Simple thing is, I should think I have to be in harmony.
I have to be in harmony.
And not that if others are in harmony, I will also be in harmony. That is number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I should be able to separate noise from music. So if I let noise also inside of me, along with music, then my harmony or orchestra will be disturbed. So therefore, I should inside of me build a capacity. I can't shut my ears, close my eyes to the all that is going on in the world. And when you said the Brahmins are really concerned about happenings in the world, this is happening, that is happening, so and so has become president and so on, and what will happen now? We must know that everything is built into Baba's drama. It is Baba's drama which will prevail. And Baba says, I am the controller and director and master of the drama. Anybody comes and goes also will fit into that drama. Even the nuclear weapons are fitted into that drama, and it is for good. Then if we appreciate that, then we will be always in harmony. Even disharmony outside will not disturb my harmony.
So if I am focusing on that, that is like almost like a noise. If I am focusing on that outside, what's happening, that means that I am focusing on the noise, not
yes,
the music.
I am letting in, getting influenced by
Unnecessary
what is called waste.
Right. Would you be able to share a story where, or an incident where you had to make effort to harmonize sanskars with others?
No effort, only love.
But did you have to love extra?
Emerge the love, spiritual love. Spiritual love will make us like things which we disliked. It elevates. Many times I say that everybody says, fall in love. Everyone. Fall in love. Why not rise in love? Love is such an elevated emotion. God is equated with love. Love is God, people say. And they say, fall in love. It means there is some fallen thinking, which means body consciousness. Any type of love for anything, anything, if it is out of body consciousness, you are definitely falling in love. But if it is spiritual, you are rising in love. So, your question is answered. Have spiritual love. It will automatically create harmony, bring people together. Togetherness does not mean physical closeness. It means spiritual closeness. I may be more close to Dev Bhai than someone here because it is wavelength, spiritual. Purity has also wavelength, and you know, the highest wavelength of purity attracts all, and 80% purity attracts 80%, and so on. That is why Baba says, number wise. We must recognize number wise. And even the last number, Baba says, is dearest to me. If you recognize number wise, problem of harmonizing is solved.
Yes, Bhaiji, but we know we have to love others. Love is the answer.
We should not expect love. We should give love. In this world, everybody wants things from others. They should love me. No. An innocent child of anyone, everybody wants to pick up that child. Although the child has some weight, they will not like to carry weight, but they easily pick up because of the love and innocence. So if it is selfless, if it has no motive, it is spiritual and purely outgoing, you will notice all sources are only giving. Real sources are only giving, not getting. Sun is the source of heat and light. Sun is always giving, 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 not getting at all. It is called the source. God is the source. So God is only giving, giving, giving. You can't give anything to God. Ocean is the source of water. Take all the water from the ocean it will be giving, and not automatically the rivers will feed it. So when we are a source, then you will go on giving and still you will not know from where you are getting. It is called the source. So we become source of love. Then you see, like a magnet, you will attract. The dadis are a magnet. Dadis did not know the language of the country where they went. They were strange to people. They thought they come from a different culture. And they thought they may be having a motive or some secret interest. But no, when they found dadis are only giving, giving, giving and giving outgoing love, then everybody got attracted. He's a giver, not a getter.
Very nice. So if each one of us can become a source of love or other qualities as well, then harmony amongst us is very natural.
In short, if we have a to-give approach, because everything in the universe is giving and not using for itself. This bulb is giving light, not using for itself, to itself, but to others, okay? This chair is giving comfort, not to itself, but to me. Everything in the world is not meant for itself. So if a BK thinks, I have done this service, and now I am entitled to a bit of comfort out of this service, gone. So therefore, whole universe is giving. House is giving shelter. Tree is giving fruit, but not eating its own fruit. River is giving water, not drinking its own water. So this is the fundamental. Devata means giver. If I become a giver, who will hate me? Everybody will love me, he's a giver. So when all VKs become giver, people naturally gather, they are surprised how these VKs, such a big, large family, they are living in harmony in our house. Every day we are quarreling with it, they are surprised. We are talking of money, this, that, high, low. These VKs are so much loveful. You just now ask them to dance, they are already dancing. They need not express their dance physically. All the time we are dancing. Physically, how long you can dance? So Baba says, for everything to be always, physical has to be avoided. Because physically, you cannot do everything for always.
So can we say then, purity invokes that love in us, and that love will bring harmony amongst each other because we are able to share that love for everybody.
Have a giving approach.
Giving approach. Mm-hmm. So, I have another question based on your new role.
My new role?
Ji.
Nothing new. Anyhow, yes.
New role in this cycle. So you are the chief spokesperson of the Brahma Kumaris. And I was thinking that, you know, each one of us represent the BKs. We are the representatives of the BKs. So as a chief spokesperson, what would be your advice, especially we are traveling and interacting with all the people in the world. So anything that we should keep in mind, how we represent BKs to the world out there.
The best thing for the chief spokesperson is not to speak.
No, there is no media here.
And chief spokesperson is for non-BKs. You know, I will tell, okay. I must obey what he is saying, and there is some sense in it. I went to London some time back. They had kept first day free for me because I had traveled and they said no activity on first day. But when I reached there, they said some television people have come to interview you, and they interview all people of religious, spiritual people from India. Will you agree? I said yes. Now, there was a lady, and she was to ask questions. She said, "Brother, you have come all the way from India. You must be feeling tired. I asked her, "Do I look tired to you?" She said, "No." Then I said, "How? You, for so many hours you traveled, you are not tired." I told her that when I started, I knew it was a long journey, so I kept my mind away from this travel. I said, "How did you keep your mind away from the travel?" She was surprised. Then I told her what I want to share with you. I said, "For how long does a person, individual, remain in the body in a day? For how long?" You can also think on this question. For how long actually you remain in your body? Even now you are sitting here, you may be thinking, when this class will finish and we are relieved of this, okay? Maybe. Achha. Some may be already half sleeping or sleeping. Or thinking of your Korea, or something.
Vietnam.
Achha, yes. That we sang such a nice song and everybody was appreciating. Huh? Tum humko nazar aao, hum tumko nazar aaye. Wah, achha. Anyhow, all of us, even in this 1 hour, were we all physically present in our body, our mind was moving here and there. At least our mind was engaged in our talk. We were not in our body. Did you ever feel like shuffling your legs or anything, or it was naturally happening? So therefore, when you are taking shower, when you are eating meals, when you are traveling or anything that you are doing, hardly you are in your body, because you are where your mind is, okay? So you will find sometime a person is taking shower thinking something and says, "Oh, I have to finish my shower fast," or somebody will knock outside. Therefore, we are already out of body most of the time. Only it was the deities who remained in their body and used it properly. Now we are only having mental castles, mental dreams and all that. So what I told that lady was, I kept my mind away from the travel and I had another travel. So all of us are travelers, and Baba has told us so many types of travel, you know. You can travel to Paramdham and enjoy all the things in Paramdham, all states. You can travel to Golden Age and whole period of Golden Age, 1250 years here. In one day we travel so much with mind, and so much to travel. Silver Age, Copper Age, forget Iron Age, don't travel there, come to Confluence. So we can take our mind away from things we don't like, so you will not be tired and you will not feel who is around you. Otherwise also, when you are lost in something, you don't know, you don't bother who is around you, what is happening. And your body will also adjust itself while you are doing mental thinking. People think, put your body in a posture and then your mind will be stabilized. It is not so. Put your mind somewhere and your body will adjust to it. So that is the answer. When you are traveling or doing anything, keep doing your spiritual travel, and that will keep you fresh and also earn you the fortune of self-control. Baba says the best state is when you can take your mind to wherever you want for as long as you want at your will. Such a nice big job Baba has given us. Okay?
So if we are doing that mind drill, then we all represent Baba's family in a
yes.
beautiful way.
Yes. When your mind is, people will automatically know, everybody is vibrating what is inside me.
Mm-hmm.
If I am thinking, another person will get the vibration he is thinking. Once we were three brothers in Punjab, we had to make a speech, all of us. And at noon time, after lunch, we were supposed to take rest. And we were not able to take rest because one of the brothers was too much thinking about his speech. Although he was not speaking, but we were getting the vibrations. So therefore, we are all vibrating what we are doing. So you can always do Baba service by doing in your mind, it will vibrate.
Thank you, Bhaiji. If there are any questions from the audience, maybe we can take one or two questions. We have 5 minutes remaining. Anybody has any question from the audience based on what has been shared so far? If you have a question, you can raise your hand.
Ask question for question's sake. At least one question at least will come.
Om Shanti. Bhaiji, you say that somebody who's come in the Gyan and left the Gyan, he was not meant to be in the Gyan. So then why did he come into the Gyan? Because I have seen souls who were in the Gyan, very deeply in the Gyan, and then they left the Gyan. So then what was that role? That
answer is in today's Murli itself. Baba says, even if anybody leaves the Gyan, for a little time that person came into Gyan, knowledge is imperishable, that person will come in the silver age at least for some time. So it is such a powerful Gyan, even if by the way you get a little bit of Gyan, doesn't matter you leave it, that is imperishable, and that is the gain one gets by coming in contact with God.
Thank you.
It is in today's Murli also. I do not mean to say that somebody should take half benefit and think that at least now I will come in golden age, okay for me.
Om Shanti, you said something about the anger.
Can you
said something about the anger, controlling anger. So, can you summarize or highlight again what one should do? Because that is the biggest thing, at least I am facing or most of the people face because of external factors, or due to various reasons. So it's becoming like a dynamite inside.
He's saying that, can you elaborate on the, you said one should control the anger. He's saying that it's becoming a dynamite inside based on whatever is happening outside. Can you just say one more thing, what I can do to control?
Yes. Brother, get angry on anger. Number one. and challenge anger that now try to enter me. Number two, controlling anger means what Baba had said 2-3 days before, four types of nischay. Nischay ki English ka
kya? Faith.
Faith. Four types of faith. One of those is drama is accurate. And supposing you are out on travel and suddenly ओले को क्या कहते हैं इंग्लिश में?
किसको?
वो जो बर्फ के गिरते हैं ऊपर से.
स्नो?
नहीं नहीं, राउंड वो.
ओ हेल.
है? हेल. हेल. सपोजिंग यू आर आउट एंड सडनली हेल स्टॉर्म कम्स एंड यू आर हिट, डोंट गेट एंग्री, ड्रामा इज एक्यूरेट. सो इफ वी रिमेंबर, हैव द फेथ, ड्रामा इज एक्यूरेट, नथिंग इज न्यू. And everything is happening for the good. You will not get angry. When I start questioning, anger comes by questioning. So don't question anything. So Baba says, if agar aap prashan nahi karte to prasan hai. As soon as, that is why I was telling Dev Bhai not to ask anybody to ask questions. But anyhow, question for question sake is all right. But don't question anything. Why this brother is doing this, why sister is doing this, why Indian BKs are preferred, why this is happening, and so on and so forth. Once I went to Australia. So the brothers there, after breakfast, there was a brother house they collected around me. And suddenly said, Bhai ji, why no double foreigner is a trans messenger? It's a genuine question. Bhai ji, why no double foreigner is a trans messenger? You might not have asked this question. I felt that they are distinguishing between double foreigner BK and BK, first of all. That is why this question is arising. But then I answered to them that no trans messenger was made after Brahma Baba left body. And therefore, all double foreigners were born only after Brahma Baba was left body. So neither in India nor anywhere, no new trans messenger was made. But how this question arose? Because we are distinguishing between a double foreigner BK and a BK. So therefore, when you, anything you have some differentiation, a question and doubt will arise and your faith will get shaken for a short time.
Great. We
were talking about anger, huh? So this brother should challenge anger that try to come to me, and if the anger comes, you send him to your neighbor. That is also possible.
Okay, one last question. Yeah, come front, brother. Yeah.
Brijmohan Bhaiji.
Bhaiji, why don't you answer his question about anger? How to overcome anger?
Sir, you did the best.
Thank
you. I have a question which is harmonizing sanskar. This is very much closely to our Brahmins who meet every day in center. Now, we all have different sanskars, and there are sometimes we don't match sanskar also. When we meet in Sangatan, in togetherness of center, Baba's canopy is there, his energy is there. Baba's energy is encouraging us, supplementing us with all the strength, gun, gyan, shakti. Does this canopy harmonize all of us, our sanskar, and match them, or bring them to a level where we become one?
You see, sanskar is a big topic. First of all, we must appreciate that everyone has different sanskars. Just as all thumb impressions are different, and not only thumb impressions in this life, but my own thumb impressions in my 84 births, and all souls' thumb impressions, God is such a master designer that no two thumb impressions agree. And Baba has said in so many murlis, in so many words, that everybody has different sanskars. Everyone is special. So basically we must admit that all have different sanskars. Although sanskars of some may look close to you temporarily, but all have different sanskars. So therefore, first fundamental for harmonizing sanskar is we must admit that all have different sanskars, and therefore we should have such a wide outlook. Number two, even in our own lives, we had different sanskars. All of us had harmonious sanskars in the golden and silver age. Then we had slightly disharmonious sanskar, not vis-a-vis others, but within myself also. My own sanskars of Satyuga do not harmonize with my sanskars of copper age, and much less of iron age. In iron age, within myself, there is a struggle between my intellect and my own sanskars are fighting with my own sanskaras because of the attractions and deviations which have crept into my sanskaras. I have developed likes, dislikes, biases, prejudices, preferences, and so on. So therefore, it's a complicated matter. Simply thing is, we must accept that yes, as my sanskaras also differ from time to time, before listening to Baba's murli, our sanskaras were different. And after listening to even a single murli, immediately after, sanskar change, I start thinking, oh, why I was doing this? Although then the old sanskar again overpower. But it's a continuing process, so we should appreciate variety of sanskaras, and we should not question that somebody's sanskaras are wrong or not good or not harmonious, because I should try to harmonize my sanskaras. So each one of us harmonizes our sanskaras, there will be harmony. Harmony means there are seven keys of the musical instrument, all have different tones, and total combination of them is called harmony. Harmony is not sort of unanimity. It is enjoying the variety. Harmony does not mean only roses in the garden. It means enjoying the variety, so much so that even thorns are accepted, because thorns are protecting the flowers.
Wonderful. Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much, Bhaji, for your wonderful insight and broadening our intellect on this topic of individual purity and dance of unity. Can we just